Greetings to all who listen to this recording in the mighty name of Jesus. I trust that what I am sharing with you today will help you to rise up more and more and to stand fast in Jesus Christ our Lord. I want to share with you about this theme of standing fast. And this came to me as I meditated on this scripture in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1, where we're told, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." And there are other scriptures that are giving us exhortations that we need to stand fast in the faith. For example, 1 Corinthians 16, 13 and 14. "Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love." Hallelujah, Philippians 4:1, "Therefore, my beloved and longed-for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved." These verses would not be there if we did not need to be standing fast, standing strong in the Lord, to be firm in who we are, what we believe, and what we know Jesus has done for us through his sacrificial death, burial, and resurrection for us in Jesus' name. We are living in very challenging times. The world continues to fly to pieces and is becoming more and more anti-Jesus. And so we Christians have to stand firm. We have to stand strong in knowing what we believe, so that we do not let the enemy come and distract us and discourage us from standing fast in the faith of Jesus Christ. It's very important that we stand fast. And we need to know that we can win the victory with Jesus when we stand fast in what he has done for us in Jesus' name. We're told in Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 to 20 that we need to put on the whole armor of God so that we can stand against the wiles or the schemings of the devil, because he's out to pull us down. And it goes on to say, "Be sober, be vigilant." That word's keep awake, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And we're told to resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. You can see that also in 1 Peter 5, 8 and 19. 8 and 9, sorry. We cannot defeat the devil in our own strength, but through the mighty power of the Holy Spirit who lives within us. Glory to God. And so, as we endeavor to take a hold of the Word of God, believe its promises, knowing that we are in a battle, that the enemy is out there trying to pull us down, but we know that as we stand fast in the Lord, then we can be strong in him and in the power of his might. This is a day when we need to be encouraging one another to stand strong, to stand fast in the Lord, because that way we will be able to overcome all the negative things that are going on all around us in the world today. Praise the Lord for his victory that we have in Jesus' name. So, the question is, how can we stand fast in the Lord? Well, we have to be totally convinced in what we believe. If we do not know what we believe regarding the scriptures, regarding Jesus, what he's done for us, and who we are now as new creations in him, if we are not convinced about what God has done for us, then we will be easily swayed and discouraged, distracted, and get led astray. And when that happens, you cannot stand fast. You cannot be strong when we're wavering, when we're up and down, in and out, as it were. We need to know that we have to be convinced in what we believe. In the Bible it says, I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which is committed unto me. Hallelujah. And we need to be persuaded, to be convinced, so that we can stand fast in the Lord. Make very sure that what you believe is backed up by the principles of the Word of God, so that you are agreeing with the truth that God has declared in His Word for you and me. And when that happens, then you and I will stand fast, we will know the victory, and we will know that His power working in us is greater than the opposition the enemy brings against us. So, be strong, my dear friends. You are living in the end times, and we need to know that greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. And I just really want to encourage you today to make very sure that you are strong in your faith, you are strong in your convictions, and you are convinced that what you believe is according to the Word of God. That way, you will stand fast and be the conqueror that Jesus has purchased for you to be. Hallelujah. God bless you, God keep you, and God help you to be strong in Him. Amen.